you know, I hope we don't have the type of guys that are like, oh, I'm more motivated this year because of something that happened the previous year. Like, I hope we have the competitive stamina now that it really doesn't matter. And I thought the way that we responded from an offensive line, play calling, you know, offense last year from this game, you know, I thought there was a lot of positives that came from it. I don't need Deion and Spencer to approach this week any differently than they have been, and there's, you know, throughout their career. And, you know, but I know they'll be ready to rock.
Joe Brady. I'm not, like, simpatico yet with him at these press conferences. That doesn't mean you couldn't be. But I'm just, it's just so much.
Yeah.
It's still always so much. There might have been, like, 10 sentences there. Give me four.
Yeah.
Just, you know, take some of that, slow down, take some of that out.
It's very hard for me to listen to him now knowing that he's one of these caffeine people. Like he's. I think he's talked some. Maybe it was Tyler Dunn in one of the long pieces Tyler is so well known for. It's not Dan Campbell, you know, with the whatever his Starbucks order was all those years ago when he first got that job. But there's a thing there where it's like energy drinks and caffeine and whatever. And when I hear him talking, I mostly just feel like I'm getting that. I've had a lot of caffeine today.
You can hear it. Like, you don't hear it with Campbell. Right. Campbell doesn't.
He's intentionally slow, it seems like.
What you need to be. Yes. That's the move. Yeah. Slow down.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's young.
Yep.
And he's young at the job.
Yep.
36, right, Brady?
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens' new coordinator, I think, is 28. Declan Doyle. Does that sound right? You're wearing your Ravens stuff today.
I know. Listen, that is not okay.
You didn't wear the purple hat.
This is an ode to the old Pink Flamingo, and I will not have the slander of the Ravens being mentioned
okay. When
I'm wearing this shirt.
Do you know the pink came up on my draft Monday night?
Oh, yeah? How? Why?
Scott Barrett mentioned he's 30, Declan Doyle. He wanted me to know that one of his favorite nights in life was there. He doesn't live here.
Lovely to hear. I had a lot of my favorite nights of my life there, I would say.
But anyway, sorry.
Yep. So Declan Doyle, first timer, he's 30, not 28.
30.
All right.
Still seems a little bit annoying that these coaches are in their 30s. Cut it out, coaches. Come on. Hasn't anybody ever told you you have to work your way up the ladder?
Have you had today?
I know. Just bit my tongue was the problem there. Had to reset. Just still thinking about Darnold and Allen and all that conversation and how exactly Darnold has not, if you agree with this, elevated to a point where he gets the benefit of the doubt.
No,
does he now? Not really.
No, he's not. You start talking about, I'll bet he's easy to forget. You start listing off like the top 15 quarterbacks in the league even. And I'll bet you maybe someone in the room, if you're like a lot of guys are, like are out with a bunch of dudes, and you start talking about football and listing off the quarterback, maybe somebody will go, hey, what about Darnold? He just won the Super Bowl. But I'll bet you're 10, 12 guys deep before you get to him.
Easily.
Yeah, he's just not thought of. He just isn't. That's the damage that was done earlier, and you just carry that around with you.
Try it. I'll go through names. Tell me who you would put him above. Allen?
No.
May?
No.
Jackson?
No.
Burrow?
No.
Stroud? Maybe. Wait on Stroud. Lawrence?
No.
Five. Mahomes?
No.
Herbert?
No.
Knicks? Maybe. We're at seven no's and we're at two maybes. Like, yeah, Stroud and Knicks.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yep.
Prescott?
No.
Hurts?
No. I don't love Hurts, but the running, like I would take him in a minute over Darnold.
Daniels?
No.
Caleb Williams?
No.
Love?
No.
Goff?
They might be the most comparable of all the names that have been mentioned so far. Like, big guy who doesn't run, basically. That's Goff and that's Darnold. like as a weapon.
We're at 12 no's literally and three maybes. Goff, right. Nix, and Stroud. NFC. Mayfield? Maybe?
Give me I think I would say no.
Okay. Stafford?
No.
Purdy? Not.
No.
Murray?
I have to say yes.
That's 15 no's and three maybes, and then Kyler Murray. So 16 to 20.
And that is that's everybody that really is reasonable.
I right? thought through all the teams. Yeah, I left out Carolina and Raiders and teams like that right. you wouldn't.
Tennessee, right.
Daniel Jones. I didn't ask you about Daniel Jones.
No, you don't need to ask me about Daniel Jones.
Rodgers.
Bryce Young. Like, no thanks.
Right. So 15 no's without even really straining.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
The one more point I wanted to make was, okay, well, you know, you can go pretty far with he was misunderstood or underrated, like all the different ways you could put it, how the league basically just turned its collective back on him. And, you know, how many excuses is it reasonable to make? Coaching changes and, you know, dysfunction.
Yeah, right.
The Jets, like, to me, and this is now more pronounced that it's 8 years later, and the Jets haven't even been close to good in those 8 years. But now that seems even more obvious. Like, well, what chance do you have? The Bills were kind of the same thing when Allen was drafted. They were, I mean, what more success did the Bills have versus the Jets?
I mean, they ended the drought. That's it.
Which was a total fluke.
It wasn't like they were on record as being suddenly a new good playoff contending team every year or anything.
No, they were bad, but they made it, and they were so proud of themselves they immediately fired their quarterback. Like they knew.
Right.
So okay, that's right. That did happen. I mean, the Jets were the one win away when they lost here with Fitz. I mean, they were kind of close then.
Yep.
They haven't been to the playoffs since before that. But you know, Allen. And he doesn't deserve 100% of the credit, but a lot.
Well,
I mean, most.
The organizational stability, though. Like, you want to play the game? Like, the Jets draft Allen at 3. People have always suspected, I think, that Bean had Darnold above Allen. I don't know that, but I know it's just a thing that has been said a lot. I don't want to speak it into existence. But, like, okay, let's just, regardless of that. If it all falls, but the change is the Jets fell in love with Josh Allen instead of Sam Darnold and pick him, maybe the Bills end up with Darnold, and what of the two guys? I mean, Darnold, I'm combining their two names, Darnold is not Allen athletically. I don't know, like, drive-wise. Like, Allen had that, you know, zero-star recruit, JUCO, nobody cares about me thing. I got to go to Wyoming. Like, you know, maybe Darnold has a little more of a sense of entitlement because of USC or whatever. I don't know. I don't want to assume things about their personalities, which, you know, I'm sort of doing by saying that. So let me just forget I said any of that. But Allen goes to the dysfunction of the Jets with Todd Bowles and Adam Gase and ownership and everything, and it's the wreckage that still goes on to this day. Sam Darnold comes here with stability and Sean McDermott and culture and Brandon Bean, and, like, I don't know.
No.
I don't think Darnold reaches the heights Allen has reached, but maybe he's still their quarterback today.
I think, well, you know, we don't have to debate culture again, unless you want to, but I think Allen is responsible for it. And what does that say about Darnold, I guess? Like, is he responsible for the fact
that
the Jets?
See, that's where that argument, I think, gets really flimsy. Because we're saying Darnold, like, the Jets are to blame for Darnold, but the Bills don't get credit for Allen, for having a stable situation. And I don't think that's fair. You know, yes, they start winning and Allen changes a lot for them, but they brought in a certain kind of dude, not just Allen, like around him to make it work. And maybe they left better athletes on the table at every turn doing that. And maybe in some way that has caused them to not be able to reach the complete top, you know, like they haven't. But I think if you want to pin some of Darnold's, or maybe all of Darnold's, problems in New York on the Jets, I don't think it's fair to exclude the Bills from credit for Allen having the stability and the comfort. I think you need that walking in the door. And they had it. McDermott had already established that and was establishing and continued to. So I think the situation a guy lands in obviously matters. And this is it's convenient because of, you know, how it all went. And, you know, none of this is provably correct. I don't know. But I think it's pretty okay with me to look at the two situations and go, that guy never had a chance. This guy had every opportunity.
Well, of course, I mean, you're not going to say different to this. I mean, it's a lot of different variables.
For sure.
And I think Allen has shown with his personality, I mean, I think it's pretty believable. Like, he's coachable. I think Allen is coachable. But as he ascended, I think, you know, he's just going to get more power mm-hmm. and more confidence. You know, it's not all bad. It's just like, then you've already arrived. Then you can make certain changes. I mean, the Bills have been through a lot of different personnel combinations through him. And now this will be his second head coach. Brian Daboll was here when he got here. That helped. And the Jets didn't have that. And I remember saying at the time, while I didn't really buy Allen as an idea, I mean, at least it lined up with Daboll. It lined up with, you know, okay, we're going to start right here. And McDermott, whatever you think it's worth, I mean, that he had already established some credibility. That's, I think, the word I want. Where the Jets did not have that. And Bowles, when Darnold gets to New York, Bowles is coming off like, what, 4-12 or 5-11 or something. Like, well, he's dead on the vine. Unless Darnold, I mean, this is 8 years ago, but I remember thinking it. Like, unless third overall pick, he has to play. Unless it just sort of takes off immediately, the coach is out.
Mm-hmm. And they're starting over.
Then they're starting over, and good luck to him. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Like, they did not win. And so 1 year into his career, there's a coaching change. What the playoff year bought McDermott was, like, after 17 years of missing, he wasn't going anywhere after that.
Right. It's totally fine to go win whatever six games or whatever they won in 18 in Allen's rookie year.
He wasn't going anywhere.
No.
Like, he broke the drought. So now this is my baby, and this is going to be my quarterback, and we'll see what happens. But I still think it all falls apart if Allen doesn't, you know, get to Jordan Palmer and fix his footwork and just mm-hmm. sort of like,
right, do the work.
Do the work. And then I think, you know, he is Darnold. And maybe he's somewhere else. Maybe he's on his fourth team. Darnold's on his fifth team, actually. And he sort of gets in the right situation, and he can really play. He's not the athlete Allen is. Nobody says different. But what everybody says about Darnold, and this is also Matt Collar from watching him at practice every day when he played for Minnesota, is, and coaches would say this to Matthew, you never see arm talent like his. Just, you know.
Yep.
I mean, he's 6'3", too. He's not small.
Right.
And he apparently is just sort of a witch for putting the ball in the absolute perfect spot. And, you know, if he's under pressure all the time and off script and sort of it breaks down, then he's not. Maybe he's not the guy you want.
Right.
But when it's clean, I mean, what's his record the last 2 years? 30-5?
Got to be ridiculous.
something like that. I mean, at some point, you got to give him credit. Which, you know, not everybody has failed to do that.
No, that's right. That's right. It's not like universally people still treat him like the guy who saw ghosts. I'm just saying it's a lot of people, I think. And I'm not pejoratively judging. I think I have done it too his whole career. I just don't – he hasn't overcome that to me, even though I've watched him have the most success you can have.
May outplays him tonight and wins tomorrow is – told you.
Yep, right.
Every time he loses.
We're just waiting.
Kind of like Allen in the playoffs now. Told you.
Yep.
That's not us saying that, but, you know, there are, that's maybe most of football, you know, fans. Like, he's got to get there at some point. Evan Silva coming up. Sal Capaccio later. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. 803-0550 to join us. This is WGR.